This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi, where both the leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. The US Vice President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw at the airport in the national capital, where the Vice President was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has reached Jaipur last night. Vice President Vance will stay in Jaipur for 3 days. Mr. Vance's family will accompany him during his Jaipur visit. This includes his Indian origin wife, Usha Vance, and 3 children. Along with this, senior officials of the U.S. administration will also be present. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Vance will visit the historic Amer Fort with his family this morning, where he will be welcomed in traditional culture. Mr. Vance will address the business summit on future of India-US trade relations in Jaipur this afternoon. He will also meet the Governor Haribhau Bagade and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma. Extensive preparations have been made to make the visit of the US Vice President historic and memorable. Special security and traffic arrangements have been made in the city in view of this tour. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a 2-day official visit to Saudi Arabia from today at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman. This marks his 3rd visit to the country. This visit underscores the deepening strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia, marked by robust cooperation in trade, energy, defense, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister's trip comes at a crucial moment as Saudi Arabia accelerates its ambitious Vision 2030 agenda, a comprehensive national strategy launched in 2016 to diversify the kingdom's economy, empower its citizens, and position Saudi Arabia as a global leader. Government of India has declared 3-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. 2-day state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. 1-day state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Save Earth Conclave at NASE Complex in New Delhi today to explore the potential of bamboo to mitigate climate change and drive economic growth. Parsha Patel, the chairman of the Chief Minister's Task Force for Environment and Sustainable Development in Maharashtra, said that Mr. Shah would inaugurate the conclave, which is being organized by Phoenix Foundation, Sanstha, Latur, and the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture. The Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on One Nation, One Election will hold a meeting today. In the first session, there will be an interaction with Justice Hemant Gupta, former judge of the Supreme Court. This will be followed by a session with Justice S.N. Jha, former Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir High Court. The next session will include Dr. Justice B.S. Chauhan, former Supreme Court judge and chairman of the 21st Law Commission of India. The final session will be with Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, Rajya Sabha member and senior advocate. The Harvard University filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration to block billions of dollars in proposed funding cuts. The suit, filed yesterday, is part of a feud that escalated last week when the elite institution rejected a list of demands that the Trump administration said was designed to curb university initiatives and fight anti-Semitism at the school. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the unilateral 30-hour Easter truce has ended and special military operations in Ukraine have resumed with full force. The ceasefire, which lasted until midnight on Sunday local time, was marred by accusations from both sides, each claiming the other had violated the agreement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.